Was that ant that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back. Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, blast off!
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends.
Well, alrighty then, you're listening to the Mad Science Show. I titled today's show Mad Science Moving Forward. So I had to do a couple little things here to get things going. Anyway, apologize for being late, and I shortened up the intro, which I might be able to do for a permanent kind of thing, is shorten up the intro. Normally I'm sitting around pushing buttons, and so it takes me a while. I gotta take some of this heat off here. At 10,000 degrees in here today for some reason. Anyway, like I said, normally the reason why I have such a long intro trying to get done things done is because I'm a one-man show for the most part on this side of the fence. And I'm going to hang this over here. All right, give me a second, folks. Sorry about that. Alright, so it's like a one-man show. Every time I get ready to fire up a radio show, I got Skype ready, and Skype's got some cool tools that I want to be able to use. I want to be able to record while I'm doing all this stuff so that I can put the video out on YouTube or Rumble or whatever, you know. As long as nobody says nothing controversial on here, I can put it on YouTube. Otherwise, I got to just move it over Rumble because YouTube sucks. Anyway, so I'm pushing all these buttons and I'm trying to get everything all situated, and I have people that for the Mad Science or the Dream Team or whatever show we're doing at any given time. And so it takes a little while to get all that stuff accomplished, so I use the that extra time on the intro there, which is pretty long intro. Depending on which one you're listening to, might be slightly longer, Knights of the Round Table or Mad Science. Anyway, I might be able to try to compress that down and just get to it a lot faster, which I prefer, but you know, I gotta make sure everybody knows what's going on, that the show's on or whatever's live. Matter of fact, I forgot, better push this out there to everybody else. Ah, dang it, man. Let's do that right there. I put it in the chat rooms, but I didn't put it out to the Skype deal. So I got to go through all that. Anyway, every time I do a radio show, I got to go through and I got to tell everybody we're live on air. You know, all that kind of stuff. And so I got to make sure that everybody knows we're even doing a show first. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. So it's a one-man job. I think I already said that. All right, so moving right along, I think everybody that needs to know knows that the radio show's live. Check that one there, main one there. Okay, there we go. We're good. We're all good. Anyway, so using Skype, if nobody shows up, I can't record the show with the video. And it's good to use Skype to record the show for the video because the majority of the resources are taken up on Skype's side. And so I don't have to worry about it bogging everything down for the most part. So at my other building, I got a computer sitting over there right now on standby. You can see right up there in the that corner right there, right next to Troy. you see Shaziz Radio. And if you need to get a hold of Shaziz Radio for anything, you can contact me at shazizradio@yahoo.com. And that's kind of like your direct line in. If you heard something on the radio that you didn't like and you wanted to call me up, or you know, give me a rash about it, or maybe even join the show or something like that, just jump on Shaziz Radio, and I'll have to remember to start checking that one frequently. I haven't used that very often. Actually used Shaziz Radio back in the day because some scumbag sent me a link and I clicked on it, and like a dummy, they stole my account. So I'm real cautious about who I accept links from nowadays. Anyway, I was managed to able to get this account back, so, you know, it was a process, believe me. But they didn't get by with it, let's just say that. Anyway, moving right along, so through my time doing mad science, I've had it stuck to me so many doggone times by people that, you know, I thought were part of the team and part of my friends and all that kind of stuff. And so from here on out, I'm going to be like really extra, extra, super cautious about how I do things. So I'm essentially going to go back to my roots. I'm still going to try to have people, you know, on the dream team and, you know, join in on the chats and stuff like that. I'm just going to be really super cautious about who I share information with because I'm, you know, tired of getting walked on, tired of getting, you know, basically screwed over by people that I trust. And so there's a whole lot going on behind the scenes, and it appears that my dang video's jacking with me again. Anyway. There's a whole lot going on behind the scenes, so I'm gonna share a screen real quick right here. Let me see if I can find this other deal first before I do that. I need to make sure I'm on the right one. Where are we at? Yep. Okay. So, open a new tab. Alright, one of the main things that I'm working through an issue with right now is this this project right here. So I'm going to share screen, open image in new tab. That's what I meant to do to begin with. I didn't want the other. All right. Now I could share screen. All right. So, I got this project right here, and essentially, it's a really good project. And I got some individuals that are helping me with this project behind the scenes. Right now, I got this project on hold on half of the deal because of a situation that, unfortunately, somebody that I trusted decided to run off with 47% of the project's coins and such. And so with that said, that side is going to be on hold and we may have to go a completely different direction. There's only 100 billion of these coins in existence. That's only 100 billion, but that's because it's for the bottle caps for mad science. It's a necessary evil, so to speak. Let me shrink this down for a second, get back on my Skype portion. Alright. This project right here, there's a whole lot of bottle caps out there. And in order to incentivize people to want to recycle, I started up the SHZC coin. And as we got this project going and we started working on prototypes and stuff like that, every member of the team, I made sure that every member of the team had a million coins. A million of these digital coins for their effort and part of the deal. At one point, I was in concern about somebody coming in there buying these coins up because the way that we minted these dang things, they ended up on Uniswap. You know, people could come in and buy in new projects and stuff like that. Well, that's not it's not what it was intended on at that time. I didn't realize what the implications of that would be that somebody could come in while the project was nice and young, and they could buy up all these coins and then basically screw everybody else out down the line. And so I had a friend who was a partner in the team that literally went and bought up a large percentage of these, and for some reason gets angry about things and decides to go about his own way, which is fine, you know. And even with his initial million coins would not have even been a problem. But to leave with 47% of the project, that's not right. I offered to buy these coins back, and because when the project actually is released to the public, which it's not, then we need these coins, because we're talking about a whole lot of bottle caps that will be interacting with these tokens as they're made. And so essentially the deal was that, you know, when everybody starts to use this project, we got the prototypes going and they put a bottle cap in the machine, the bottle cap makes a token, and then that token is attached to one of the SHZC coins. So as people are interacting with this project, when we sell off any of the products, the plastic from that is now become a premium recyclable. When we sell off that project for whatever purpose, 3D printing or injection molding or whatever, you know, or even gasification deals, which we're building prototypes for all of the different things, then as that material is sold off to different companies, then all that funds goes down and is equally distributed to everyone along the line who owns one of those digital coins as a thank you for supporting Bottle Caps for Mad Science. And so you can obviously see that if somebody has 47% of the project, it's not fair to, number one, the other members of the team, because the other members of the team are working hard as well in order to make the project a reality. And so, you know, whether it's to get at me and to, you know, just to get under my skin or whatever, I offered to buy these things back. I didn't get no response. And so with that said, I have to shut that portion of the project down, because I'm not putting any more money into a project that is literally going to be hijacked by somebody who basically abandoned the project. So with that said, I'm not giving up on the SHZC coin. It's just on hold right now until we can find some sort of resolution for the matter. You know, I wouldn't even been opposed as the person actually being able to keep the original million for the work that they did, because I want to make sure that everybody gets compensated for their work. But to use insider knowledge and trust to somebody to go out and buy 47% of them, then abandon the project, and then turn around and run off with it, that's not right for the future of all the people who were loyal to this project. It's not right, and it's not going to stand. I'm not going to let one bad apple destroy what is a good project. So when I posted this out there, I even posted it to the individual in question, so that they know that the project's on hold. There's no money to be made right now. I mean, you can go in there and you can take whatever liquidity's left on there. You can sell all the coins off, and until the right amount of coins are back in the project's hands, then we're not going to add any liquidity to it. We're not going to buy them. We're not going to sell them. We're not going to trade them. And I'm going to tell everybody to, basically, I'm going to advise them to do the same. Because I don't want people getting ripped off. This coin and the Shaziz name is not going to be blackballed by somebody who wants to go out there and pump it up and then dump it and try to make us look like that we're a scam, because this isn't a scam. We're building a resource-based economy there where you can take materials, and plastic is just one of many materials, that you can take these materials and you'll always have the value. You will always have the value of whatever any given material is that we use. So if we're working with plastic, then whatever the market will bear for that piece of plastic, it will always have that value at the very least. Now, where the plus comes in is by supporting that project, you can earn interest on just one doggone deal. So there's no need to be greedy and run off at 47%, because everybody's going to be treated equally all the way down along the line with this project. So if let's just say that this is only worth a fraction of a cent. Well, every time we sell a batch of plastic for a fraction of a cent, well then everybody in that whole entire deal gains. We sell 100 pounds, 1,000 pounds of plastic to a company after we have set it up so it's usable for them. Then they buy the product and we take those resources and we add them to the liquidity of the project. Therefore helping all the different members out. So if we got researchers that need funding, they'll have the money that necessary for funding. And we're attended on being customers of our own business. So we'll buy and sell these coins as well. But the overall money, the value of these coins is like a piggy bank adding up for everybody, not just for one individual to decide to be greedy and run off and try to rub it in somebody's face about, look, I own 47% of the SHZC coins. That's not right. They knew it was wrong when they did it. But either way, I'm not allowing that to sabotage this project, because this project is a good project. It's a great project. And if we can get these prototypes together and get people on board with the project, and then we can work on other materials, paper, metals, or whatever, then we will have materials that, you know, this one is a novelty item. It's you stamp it and it makes a nifty little token out of a bottle cap. And so it's to get people interested in wanting to recycle. So you come across the doggone machine and you have a bottle cap in your hand and you put it in that machine, it'll press it into a token, and you've got an opportunity. You could either take the token with you, or you could leave the token behind and put a card in there and accept the credit, which is one of the SHZC coins. That's why there's 100 billion of them. And so I hope you can understand why it's a big deal that 47% of these not be in the hands of the project. When this particular person was a member of the project, it wasn't that big of a deal because he was a trusted member of the project. And so, you know, that they're still in the hands of the project. But by doing that, running off of 47% of them, That literally screwed the project and everybody else involved in the project and the people in the future that want to be involved with the project. So, that's why I put this notice out so that everybody knows the project is on hold. The SHZC coin, it's not going away, it's on hold. So stay tuned for updates. I won't let one bad apple won't let one bad apple destroy a great project. So, I'm not trying to be a jerk to nobody, folks. Honestly. Stop sharing screen for a second. Not trying to be a jerk to nobody. I believe in fairness. I believe in truth. And this project, to me, is something that I believe could literally benefit the world. It was a resource-based economy that would put you put you the people in power. So when there's somebody that needs some equipment, I got some equipment. I got no problem sharing. I got no problem sharing resources. I will help anybody out that I can help out. If I got money in the bank or credit on PayPal, and you got a project that you're working on and we're all trying to get something accomplished together, I have no problem sharing resources. But what I do have a problem with is dishonesty or greed. And so, you know, with that said, I think Stephen Gibbons is trying to show me something in the chat room, so I'm just going to share a screen and I'm just play it live and see what it is. Let me get back over here. Jump to the Super Chat chat room. Click on that. Yeah, he's sharing the video. Let's go to YouTube and just do that. So you can get a general idea what this project's all about. So what's going on here?
Hello everybody, it's old Crazy Hair Shaziz, the Mad Science Guy. So what you're looking at there is the Mad Science, and I'm surrounded by buckets, and I'm getting ready to tell you why. So please stick with me through this entire video so that you can get a good understanding of what it is that I'm trying to accomplish with this particular video and this campaign that I'm about to start on. So, with that said, woohoo, let's see here, there I am. Ah! When you're mad science, you gotta have that mad science hair like Einstein, right? So let me see here, and plus you gotta have a shirt like this that says mad science on, and it also says on the back, mad science is the key to truth about free energy. Ask me why, www.shazizradio.com. You gotta have a shirt like that because that's what makes you a mad science guy along with the hair thing. That's your, like, you know, they got the white coats for the other guys. I don't need a white coat. I got my mad science shirt. So anyway, what am I here to talk to you about? Why am I surrounded by buckets? Well, this is the control center for mad science. Let me bring you on a wobbly ride over here. Alright. If you go to www.shazizradio.com, you'll see me links to every place where you can get a hold of me. I got like three separate websites or more. Facebook, Twitter. If you check me out over here on YouTube, I got some mad science videos. That's where this particular video will be posted and shared on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else that I can. And then I got classified top secret stuff over here at shaziz.net. So don't tell nobody about that because it's a secret. Alright, well, what we're going to talk about today is this bottle caps for mad science. Help us show the world how to turn trash into a real solution. Alright, so basically that gives you a little short rundown, and then it's me doing the video. We got that time and space thing going on there. It's like a selfie stick, man. Got my little tripod there holding up the camera. Anyway, let's get down to business. Alright? Well, to put you up here for a second, as I can't use my hands and show things at the same exact time. So, what's the big hubbub, you might ask? Well, apparently we got this problem in the world. Hopefully I'm completely on the video there. See, that's, I need a cameraman. Anyone of y'all cameramen not busy? Alright, that's crooked. There we go. Let's stay right there. Cause I gotta get that hair in there, man. Alright, so, they say we got a plastics problem in the world. Alright, look at this. Plastics. If you go out there and you look up plastic pollution, you'll find some pretty alarming things that even though the people have a kind heart and well-intended on doing recycling, the way that the system's kind of set up right now, it's not doing a very good job. Only a small percentage of what you actually throw into your recycling bin makes it into actual recyclables. And so that's kind of alarming, because a lot of it's ending up in your waterways and out there in your oceans and such. So if you actually take a look at this types of plastics out there, there's a lot of things that can be made out of these types of plastics. Well, so what I'm thinking here is that what if you had a mad science guy who was working on clean, renewable, alternative energy sources to try to help the planet out, to try to help the people of the world, you know? Lower your electric bill down as low as possible and get everything running super efficiently and all that kind of jazz. And so, you know, if this project working on all clean alternative energy is to keep going, I gotta figure out a way that I can keep on paying for it. But I don't want to go out there and say, hey, why don't you give me your money or anything. What I want to do is try to set an example on how we can turn trash into a real solution. So what if I could actually fund my research with your trash? What if whenever you got done taking, drinking your soda or your water or whatever, or even some of these other lids, these are like on top of, coffee creamer things, you know? They got numbers on the bottom of it, different types of plastics. Like if you look on this bucket right here, this is a bucket that I purchased from Uline. Of course, I got the sticker from MakeSticker.com. If you get a chance to check out MakeSticker.com, they do really nice work. And so I'm going to try to get them to make me some more of these buckets like this. So let me ask you a question. If you go to your local store, maybe school or business or whatever, and this was sitting next to a trash can somewhere, and you had a choice whether or not to throw a bottle cap in the trash or throw it in this bucket in that nifty little hole right there, well, by you get done drinking your soda and you say, hey, look, I'm going to help mad science out. Woohoo! All right, that's a penny in the bucket right there. So what am I going to do with this when I'm done? Well, that's a surprise. I gotta wait till I get these gathered up, and then I want to surprise you with what we're actually going to do with these bottle caps. Because if we can do this with just something as simple as a bottle cap, if I can turn this into a revenue source and show everybody how I did that. See, did that sound good? Listen to that. Huh? And even the big one right there, that one will go in there too. Alright? Now I don't know about these right here. They're a little bit tight, but if you have to, look at that. Squeeze it in there. It's plastic. It'll bend a little bit. So anyway, look at that. Alright, we got the future of mad science right there. It's all started. Now, I want to hope to inspire people to replicate these. Alright, these buckets are really quality. Oh, I forgot to say, I was trying to get ready to say it, but I forgot to say it. You look on the bottom of this bucket right here, There's a recyclable sign. These are made out of recycled materials. Let me see if I can get it up in here to focus. Go that way. Go that way. It's in there. Ta-da! Right there. That's the recyclable deal. And it's got a number on there. Trying to do things backwards. It's HDPE plastic. Recycled. This is made out of recycled plastic. Isn't that cool? So they've already got started. The infrastructure's already in place for recycling this. And I got a couple website links that I want to share with you as well. Because, you know, that way you can go after those other people. This isn't just the only idea to actually recyclable plastic. But I got a really cool thing that I want to show you what we're going to be able to do with these right here. And so if I can actually turn this into a revenue source to fund my alternative energy research, which is going to basically solve three problems in one shot. Once we get some mad science funding so I can keep building nifty gizmos like the ones you see over there on the table. There's some really important stuff right there that has to do with energy storage, energy generation, and much more. And that's just a few little pieces of the puzzle right there that I have to share with everybody that I do on my YouTube channel over there that I showed you. Right there. Shaziz on YouTube. Come over there and subscribe to me. You'll help me out that way as well. Alright, now, so, this is the deal here. You know, they say we got a problem in the world, and I'm going to take and I'm going to lead by example and I'll show people how to fix it. Even plastic bags like this, alright? I'm going to show, after this bucket bottle caps for mad science campaign, I'm going to show you what you can do with other recyclables as well. And, you know, my main focus is in alternative energy. Clean, renewable alternative energy, or green energy, free energy, however you want to say it. There's a lot going on in the world out here where that could actually be beneficial. Places where people need fresh water. Places where people need electricity. And, you know, we have every single solution necessary to actually fix our world. We've got the science to back it up. We've got the people, the numbers. We've got the resources available. Everything that we need to make this world better has already been gifted to us. It's a wonderful thing. And so what I'm hoping to do is to share a few ideas with folks. See, what I'm holding in my hand right here is the most valuable bottle cap ever. Let me bring the camera down there and see if I can get it in on it so you can see. So you know I'm not just making it up. Where you at? There you are, come on. Get in here, focus. Gotta go back the other direction. A little bit to the left. I'm trying. Got the doggone light in the way. Let's bring it down here in the shade. Got it upside down now. Look, this is like really hard to do here. Aha! There we are! Most valuable bottle cap ever. ShazizRadio.com. Now you look inside there. There she is. That is by far the most valuable bottle cap ever. Let's slide her over here a bit. There we go. Let's take a look at that. The most valuable bottle cap ever. And most might think I'm crazy. That's just a bottle cap, man. That's plastic. How's that valuable? Let me tell you a little secret here. It's not what that bottle cap is made of that matters. Not what it's see if I get my camera straight again. It's crazy. I need a doggone cameraman. Alright. So you saw it says the most valuable bottle cap ever. I wouldn't sell this for a trillion, 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 quadrillion super bazillion dollars and diamonds and gold and all that, because it's not what this bottle cap is made of that makes it so valuable. It's what this bottle cap can accomplish is what is the most valuable portion of it. It's like a magic bottle cap right there. It's what you're looking at. Alright? See, an idea is just an idea until you act upon it. It's just like all these inventions and projects that I work on and stuff. You know, they're just ideas up here in your head until you actually get together some parts and you put in the time and effort and you make it happen. You make it happen and it works and it's all exciting and everything. Like this particular box right here, it took two people to put this particular box together. It took my friend Justin, the cabinet maker, who's a really awesome cabinet maker, by the way, and it took an idea from my head and it turned it into a reality. So what we have right here is an actual reality. It's amazing. Heck, I even use a bottle cap for one of my keychains right there, and I'm actually going to make some bottle caps that say, bottle caps for mad science keychains, you know? All made out of recyclables and things like that. So what you're seeing inside this thing right here is the most valuable bottle cap ever. And at some point in time, I'll never sell this thing. But at some point in time, I might just give this to somebody. Right? Because it's really valuable. And if I know that it's going to go to a good home, I might just very well be willing to give it to somebody. So anyway, we can take bottle caps, we're going to throw our pennies in the bucket, and we're going to show you something really cool. If you wonder why I keep looking over there, it's because that's where I am on the screen. It's just this bad habit I got of looking that way when I'm supposed to be talking that way. That's terrible video. That's why I say I need a cameraman or a camerawoman. You know, hey, it doesn't matter. You can hold her steady. Then we're good. Alright. So, bottle cap in the bucket. If you see one of these buckets laying somewhere, and you want to help me out to take the first step, throw a positive pebble out there in the pond to see whether or not this crazy old mad science guy can actually turn this bucket made out of recyclable into some sort of way to fund alternative research, and not only that, something really cool. And so with that said, if I can accomplish this by myself with this particular campaign, there's 10 of these buckets in existence right now. Alright, if I take these buckets, and I ain't asking you to bring me no money, what I'm asking you is, if you're going to throw it in the trash anyway, drop it in the bucket. And then give me some time. When I get this bucket back, I'll empty it out and I'll start working on some projects to show you. And when I come out the other side, I hope to make you smile. Not only that, I can put this bucket right back and recycle it back into the process so that we can get more bottle caps. More pennies in the bucket. Alright? So, anyway, if you happen to see one of these laying around somewhere, hey, and if you think you like this idea and you want to acquire this idea for your own, then tell you what. Go over there to Uline. They sell these real beautiful red buckets. I think it's $5.50 I paid per bucket. Got 10 of them. And these lids right here were a dollar or something a piece, and I had to cut the hole in the top so you put the bottle cap in, but nonetheless, so, you know, that's about in between $8 to $10 a bucket. So, look, I'm serious about what I'm doing. I'm putting some money on the table so I can show you what I'm talking about. And all I'm asking is that if you happen to be by the trash can, you see one of these doggone buckets laying down there, think about whether or not you want to support mad science or throw it in the trash, which you then eventually end up in the landfill somewhere, plugging up, you know, the land down there, when in turn you could take that bottle cap and actually throw it in there like a pebble in the pond and try to make our world better. Because if I'm successful in what I'm talking about doing, then ladies and gentlemen, I think you're going to be pleased. Imagine a day when instead of paying the trash man to take away your trash, the trash man actually gives you a little bit of money back for your efforts in taking away your trash. Because in every single industry out there, it doesn't even matter whether it's the food industry, the medical industry, any industry out there that you can possibly imagine, there's a way to safely recycle everything. There's a way, look, nature doesn't waste nothing, so why do we, the people, waste things? If we take this concept, and I can lead by example and show everybody what it is that I'm talking about, with all these buckets, look at all these buckets, folks. Look at that. They're all over my lab here. They're down there on the floor. I ain't got no room to work, so I got to get these out there for somebody willing to sponsor me by not paying me nothing. Just allow me a little bit of space on the floor next to the receptacle that you normally would have thrown your garbage in. And maybe someday, when I'm successful in what I'm doing, I can actually show these businesses how to, instead of having to pay a trash bill, actually generate revenue with the garbage that people throw away. See, I mentioned nature doesn't waste anything, and nature doesn't. Nature recycles everything back into the system. There's no chemicals that we ever put together that nature can't break back down and put into its proper place and mix it with other things. You know, it's amazing. The world that we live in is so incredibly amazing. And so nature's working overtime trying to keep up with man. Well, I'm thinking it's about time maybe we men and women out here, wonderful people around the world, start showing nature our love and start doing things that are actually going to benefit the world. And I mean the entire world. Folks, if you get out there and you Google up plastic pollution, I'm going to bring you over here.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and stop that video there, but that gives you a general idea of what the project is about. And so, with that said, where's that at? Where did it go? There it is. Alright, so now I got things freezing up on me. Alright. With that said, and I appreciate Steven, I appreciate you putting that in there. That was helpful. The project, as far as the SHZC coin, is on hold. Because like I said, we will not let one bad apple destroy the project. So stay tuned for updates on that right there. Anyway, so I'll stop sharing screen now. But the thing about it is, this is a good project. And as far as science projects in the future, I'm going to go back to my roots and I'm going to do things mostly by myself. I would really like to have the dream team together, and I'm still going to hold out hopes that the dream team that we do have left pretty much stays together and we work things out and we start making things together. But I found out the hard way that I just cannot rely on others to be consistent. And so, you know, with that said, you can see up there and back that way. Up there in that corner, that's me. I got that on there so that I can use this tool that we got right here for Skype, so I can literally record and use the tools that Skype has available and still be able to bring people in if they want to show up on any of the given shows. Because I love having people around, you know. The more people we can get on board with doing this project, the better. But for days that I'm not able to have a guest on Skype, you know, there's other software out there. There's other screen sharing software. But this particular one right here allows me to record. And when it's all said and done, I got a video of what we did for the deal. And so we can put it out there on Rumble or YouTube or whatever. As long as there's nothing controversial, it can go on YouTube, which I think today's, we're not talking about anything that they should get upset about. So we're talking about saving the planet, for Pete's sake. I mean, how could you be against that? For those of you that believe we live in a planet or whatever you believe, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what shape the world is, it matters what shape the world's in. And since it's in a pretty messy situation right now, and we're on the verge of war and all this kind of crazy stuff, what do we do? You know? At one point, I was like, you know, just throw your hands up in the air and walk away, because what's the point? Why try to fix the world if everyone else is trying to burn it down? Well, just on the off chance, hypothetically, just on the off chance that people get this message and they decide that they want to come together and they want to work on these projects and make it happen, then we still have the infrastructure to do it. We don't have to start over fresh. When I bring people on the team, it's because I trust them. And, you know, I'm saddened by some events that took place. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't fix something that I'm not even sure how it even got broken. But all of the members of that team that are working towards this project and doing things, I wanted to make sure that they had what they needed. Any future members or even the people that would be starting in on this deal. So when 47% of the projects is heading on out the door, then that's not fair to anyone in the project who literally was given, because they were a member, 1% of the whole entire deal right out of the gate for their efforts. It's not fair for those other team members that are staying loyal to the project and, you know, continuing to contribute to the project. To walk away with 47% is just wrong. Like I said, these coins were bought up to ensure that this particular type of incident wouldn't occur. And I never would have believed that the individual involved would have done this. And made the offers to not only give back the initial investment, any cost during the entire deal, but it was essentially rejected. So, with that said, in order to protect the team and the project and anyone else in the future that might become part of this project, I had to put that side of the deal on hold. I'm still going to make the prototypes. And if need be, don't want to have to do it, but if need be, I'll make a completely different coin for the deal. We've even discussed potentially making an offline version. This project was meant to be an incentive and a bridge between resources such as raw materials and a financial side of the aspect. So if you never wanted to interact with the financial side of the deal, you wouldn't have to. If you just want to interact with the material side of it, you could swap plastic for whatever metal or whatever other material out there, because you still have the value of whatever this is, whatever this will bear in any given market worldwide. It will never be worth nothing. It will always be worth something, even if it was only a fraction of a cent. And if I wanted to transfer 1,000 pounds of plastic to another country, then if that other country was part of this project, there's 1,000 pounds sitting over there. All I'd have to do is take my credits and I'll go over there. I don't even have to pay for shipping to move it there. It's already been processed on the other side. And it was processed by the individual. because they put it in the machine, they stamped it out, and bam, now you got either a nifty little token or you got the credit in hand. It's just one of many aspects of this project. And so by that last video that Stephen posted for us, that I shared with you, you can see the sincerity of it. I put my money where my mouth is. I invested a lot into this in order to make it happen. And there has to be some ground rules in the deal. All of the team members know, and they knew the seriousness of it. They knew what was at stake. And so for one of them to do what they did to the project is, in my view, it's sad. But we're not licked yet. So the prototypes will still be being built regardless of the one less member. And the interaction between the materials and the SHZC coin, you know, it will move forward. It's just been delayed. The project's been delayed for the safety of everyone involved, so that when we start off and this is actually introduced to the public, they're going to have a fair chance at it. Nobody's gonna have the monopoly on this project. There's no major shareholder in this project. There's no somebody who owns more percentage of everything else. Down the line, you as individuals, you will determine how many of these you have and don't have. The market will work itself out fairly. Everybody will buy, sell, or trade, or whatever, on their own terms. But to start off where somebody is going to hijack 47% of the project before it's ever even released to the public is essentially somebody going in and eating a large portion of the cake before anybody else gets a piece of it. It's not right. It's not fair. So those are my intentions. It's why I shared this video with you today. Mad Science isn't going away. Just going to have to regroup. Anybody in the future that comes on the team, if need be, we'll have to have them sign some doggone papers. I hate to be like that. We had verbal agreements, but apparently, you know, back in my day when my grandfather was alive, he said, a man's word is like gold. If you keep your word, it's better than a contract. But we don't live in those times anymore, apparently. It's sad. It really is. I got some really amazing things that I'm trying to share with people. And I hope to get in a position to be able to do that really soon, because I'm not getting any younger. But in order to do this, I need to be able to fund my research. I'm not out there begging for people to send me money. I'm not trying to scam anybody. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Outside of, we did make some coins up. If I can get one up out of my pocket here. But even at that, man, it's only 200 of these coins in existence. And it will always be worth the value of the material it's made out of. I want to make these out of every single type of material out there, so that markets go up and down all the time. This thing will never be worthless. It's always going to be worth something. It's worth the material that it's made out of. And so these were listed on shazizradio.com out there that those that was interested, you know, $10 donation with a 99 cents for shipping, because, you know, it's not that big of a deal, man. You know, it's like these mugs that I was trying to do for a fundraiser. One man bought this mug and wouldn't let me send it to him. Instead, told me to make sure I put it in every video. Well, when I remember, I do put it in every video, so. But I couldn't justify this mug being made for like $12, and it cost me about the same to ship it. So $24 just to send you a mug, it doesn't seem right. You know, I decided to take this coin right here, and instead of just making it just a token, to literally making it a member's coin. So if we ever have a project in your area and we have to, for some reason, rent a building and you know, pay to, you know, have the show or whatever, this is your ticket to get in free for life, just because you supported us back when we were young. There's only 200 of these in existence. And I thought, that's a fair exchange. Nobody's getting ripped off. You got this cool looking coin, and it's actually a member coin. You bring that coin with you to the show, and bam, you're in the door. You don't even have to pay to get in if we have to charge a fee. On the back of this, I gotta use a magnifying glass because I'm going blind, apparently. Mad scientist who fights against sellout mainstream science in predicate logic. A universal quantification is a type of quantifier, logical constant, which is interpreted as given any or for all. It expresses that a propositional function can be satisfied by every member of a domain of discourse. You figure that out. Figure that out and you're going to be ahead of the game. There is a method to my madness. There's a reason why I do the things the way that I do them. I'm not trying to screw anybody over. I'm not trying to be greedy. You know, friends come over and they need something for a project they're working on. What do you need? Well, if I got something you need, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to share it with you. I shared a large portion of my old lab. I gave it to a friend. Or his research. And so with this particular project, the bottle caps for Mad Science, it is a big deal. It's not that I'm trying to be a freaking jerk. It is a big deal. All the members got 1%, as far as I can figure it on the map. They got 1 million coins apiece. Some of them actually need to get a few extras, because when you do this through the Ethereum network, Ethereum has high gas fees, and so just to send a little, you gotta pay a lot to get send a little, which I need to figure out a way to work around all that. But nonetheless, so you send 1 million coins over, part of the gas fee eats into that portion as you're sending it over, so all the members, I will make that right by them, the team members. But either way, let's say the project's successful, and then down the line, you know, everybody's doing this project, the more people are throwing bottle caps in buckets, the more everyone in the whole entire spectrum, including the one throwing the bottle cap in the bucket, are going to benefit. So all those team members would have had the benefit of every time we put money into that account, added to the liquidity, brings the price of those coins up. And so over time, those coins would have had some sort of value that if they wanted to interact with the monetary system, they could literally cash some of those in and buy materials for their projects. Or if they didn't have enough of those coins left and I had the funds available, I would ship them the money over. So, like I said, I ain't trying to screw anybody over. I'm not trying to do anybody wrong. But I'm not letting one person destroy this project. I'm just not going to do it. You know, so the Bottle Caps for Mad Sciences, it isn't dead. Half of it's on hold. The part that it interacts between the resource-based portion and the monetary system. I'll have to go completely around the deal. And not only that, I got money invested in this deal. My brother's got money invested in this deal. And him and I both are in agreement. We're willing to lose our entire amount that we got invested in that digital coin just to ensure that it doesn't go anywhere. It just sits there from this point on. Somebody wants to work out a fair deal, then we'll sort that out. And we'll go with that original plan. But in the meantime, you don't get to walk away with 47% of this project. That's not right. So that's where I'm at on that. As far as the rest of Mad Science, I'm going to keep building stuff like this. I'm not going to ask anyone else for, you know, any assistance on there. I'm not going to try to share these projects until they're done, and I'm going to put it out there in front of the people, because I don't need people out there that believe they're smarter than everybody else trying to constantly re-engineering things and distracting away from the initial goal of what it is that I'm trying to share with you. I got the neodymium magnet accelerator. I'm frustrated at the progress of the neodymium magnet accelerator. Just to try to get some vacuum forming on there is so incredibly expensive that it's hindering the project. Go back and look at the videos. I think it was neodymium magnet accelerator number 3. You can see the thing running, and you can hear the clack, clack, clack going in there. I need a smooth track made. I need somebody that has access to a vacuum forming machine that can literally make some new tracks on there. And I wanted to put those in kit form so that we could sell those to people who were interested in that project. And then they could research it alongside while we're researching it. And I have many other ones that I want to do the same thing too. And so those that are willing to work together, we get things done faster. But I can't rely on trusting that somebody's either A, going to show up for the show, or B, going to try to do something behind the scenes that's nefarious or whatever. I got to go back to my roots. So already the world's gone to hell in a handbasket. You watch the Knights of the Round Table, you watch the Mad Science Show, you're going to hear political stuff. If you don't want to hear nothing political, then there's other places out there to go, because it's all interacted. The people that are in control of the stuff that makes this right here, they're trying to destroy our world. The people that are trying to fight against the people that are in control of this are going about it the wrong damn way. There's a reason why I call it Mad Science. These people going out there gluing their hands to the street and stuff like that, they're not helping the situation. They're not doing anything but making the situation worse. And as far as, stop fossil fuel, stop end oil, look, you people out there who have been indoctrinated, you've been scammed, you've been had. There is a solution for the problem that you seek. But if you're not willing to listen to that solution, then you're never going to get past this thing. You're going to give them exactly what they want. They're already going to take you into World War III, and you don't even have a decision in the matter. Because of the simple fact that you can't all stand together. If you can all stand together, if you can all build your own resource-based economy to where you're now in control of your own resources as opposed to waiting for the man to determine how much it's worth, you're doing it yourself. There's a whole lot more to this project than meets the eye. And so running off with 47% of the project before the project ever even is released to the general public isn't going to happen. It's just flat out wrong. and you should be ashamed of yourself for what you've done. Plain and simple. I'll give the shirt off my back to anyone out there who needs it. That's the kind of person I am. But when it comes down to fighting for the difference between what's right and what's wrong, you're going to find me on the side of what's right every damn time. And I'll stand my ground. I don't care how many friends I lose. I don't care about subscribers. I don't care about the legal system, any of that other stuff. I will take this battle to whatever court it needs to be in. And I will stand my ground until justice is served. Those of you who know me in real life know that's the kind of person I am. I'm not gonna let somebody screw the whole dang project. I guarantee you, I'm not gonna do it. I got a lot to share with people, and I want to try to get it done. I want to try to help out as many people as I can. But in the same sense, I gotta protect old Shaz too. This network, Shaziz Radio, Shaziz website, Shaziz.com, there's a reason for it. There's a hidden grand illusion behind the whole entire thing. Like I said, there is a method to my madness. And some folks are going to be really sad when they find out they missed out on something really cool. Mark my words. You can rest assured that if and when I'm successful in this, there's going to be a lot of happy people. In the meantime, it is what it is. You can watch my video, Forces of Darkness. You can see the destruction of my old lab. I thought we were on the verge of actually putting that back together in some sense that where all of this could actually happen. And there's a person out there that did a whole lot, and I appreciated that. But that has absolutely nothing to do with this project right here. That has zero to do with this project. So, take it how you want. Welcome back, Troy. Troy's our network guy. We're trying to get him resources. That's another portion of this project. So, this coin right here, there's only 200 of them in existence at the moment. Matter of fact, I'm thinking about if I make a second round of these things right here, that it'll have some sort of stamp on there so that you'll know if it doesn't have that stamp that this is one of the originals. Pretty cool. And there's something also that I haven't letting anybody know about until it's time about this coin. It's between me and man upstairs for the moment.
I lost mine in the move.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You sure that it's still not with you? You just don't know where it's at? Well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's lost.
Well, if you can't find it, we'll make sure you get another one, Troy.
Yeah.
The whole thing is, you know, everybody who's ever tried to help me out on this deal, it's not just helping me out, it's helping everybody out. It's helping the team out, and it's helping the world out if we're successful. Which I believe we can be successful, but we gotta ensure that the monkey business doesn't destroy what would otherwise be an awesome thing. So I'm gonna be putting some other projects back on YouTube again. Even though YouTube's as screwy as it is, I'm holding everything on YouTube. But YouTube's on hold as well. They falsely accused me of something, cost me 60 videos that I had to get off of there because of people's opinions on certain matters that are no longer acceptable on YouTube. And so with that said, in order to save that channel while I move everything over to Rumble, then basically stop putting videos on there. Supposedly sometime around the end of December that warning comes off of there. The channel's been demonetized, and it more than likely will never reach the standards that YouTube set for being remonetized. So there's no pennies in the bucket coming from YouTube. If you see ads on that, then somebody else is making money off of it. As far as Rumble, if you haven't subscribed over there on Rumble, there's only like 21 people over there even following this show over there on Rumble. So I don't expect that to go anywhere. It's generated 1 cent. 1 cent. Can't retire on that. Anyway, so the avenues for generating revenue, including Google AdSense, which you've noticed if you've been on Shaziz.com and ShazizRadio.com, Google has literally vandalized my site with ads. And it's literally not making any money. I take the time, I could sit there and walk you through it because I'm not ashamed to show you that what I'm telling you is the truth. But some days they'll show that a little bit of money on there, and then you go back the next day and they've already taken it away. And you have to reach a certain threshold. YouTube still owes me over $67 for when my channel was monetized, but I'll never get that because it'll never reach the threshold on YouTube because I'm not monetized on there. So they've got over $67 that is owed to my channel that we'll never see. So with the Bottle Caps for Mad Science project, if we could ever get this thing off the ground and I can fund my research off of other people's trash, I've got to worry about being monetized by any of these platforms. It is what it is. Anyway, today the show was late and it was short. And I was testing out whether or not I could record. You see that it's just, where's it at? It's over there, up there. That's me. This is me. So now anytime I use Skype, whether anybody shows up for the show or not, I can still record the show, and then I can upload it to whichever platform it's suitable for. And so I hope that in the future I can do experiments, videotape them via Skype, share the message with everybody. That's what I'm doing moving forward. Mad Science is moving forward. As long as I got a breath in me, I'm going to keep on moving forward. I'm going to try to get these ideas out to everybody in the world. And from that point on, we'll just have to see where we end up. That clicking you hear right there, I'm trying to set up the outro to the show. Because we got not only a video now, but we got a podcast. And so as I'm rolling up out of there, you know, I'd like to throw some things out on the way out the door. Just so that it's like a place marker. Pretty cool, huh? Anyway, let me see here. I'm almost done with this. My brain's getting distracted. Alright, that's done. anyway, if you stuck with me this long and you're interested in this project, shazizradio@yahoo.com. You'll be able to get a hold of me if you're interested in this project. As far as the Dream Team and the Shaziz Coin Team, it's gotten a little smaller, but it hasn't gone away, and we're not done yet. We're not licked yet. This whole entire project is a great project. It's a good project. But I'm not letting not one individual on this project give this project a bad name. I'm not letting nobody run off of 47% of this project. Just not doing it. So they gained nothing, and they lost a lot, and it's sad. The liquidity on that coin is going to stay where it's at. None of the team members are buying it. None of the team members are selling it. Until further notice, it's dead in the water. It's just sitting there idle. When we could work out some sort of peaceful resolution to the deal, then we will take this thing back into the team's hands. And then when we're ready to release it to the public, everyone has a chance to benefit instead of one greedy person. That's what it's all about. Anyway, you've been listening to Mad Science. Bottle caps for Mad Science. Yep. Right there. Help us show the world how to turn trash into a real solution. It's not dead. We're just going about a different way because of shenanigans. And so, anything that goes on out there with that right now, it's all being fully documented. Any movement on it's being fully documented for just such an emergency. So that's where I'm at. Anyway, I'm gonna peace and love to everybody on the Rumble side. I'm gonna stop this and play us up out over there. Everybody take care, and we'll catch up with you later.
Stand up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh,
one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch a catfish. fish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. Pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
I've got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends.
There it is.
God's name is going on in here.
that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office, and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.